You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
We've been running a Summer Stuff series on Fridays, and we continue it today with a look at things to do in and around New York City. If you're feeling particularly adventurous and outdoorsy this weekend, especially. And joining us now are John Steinberg, strategic editor at New York Magazine, and Amy Plitt, senior editor at Time Out New York. And I'm very pleased to welcome both of you to our show. I also want to invite you, our listeners, to give us a call if you have a favorite thing to do in New York during the summer, or a way to beat the heat, or a suggestion, or questions of places to go. Just give us a call at 646-829-3985, or you can leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. I'm going to throw this out to both of you. Let's begin with you, Amy. Are there any unusual things you like to do in the summertime in New York City that don't immediately aren't the obvious ones?
Trying to think. I think most of the things I like to do are kind of obvious. I like to be outdoors a lot. Things like going to Governor's Island or going to Brooklyn Bridge Park. They have a lot of really great stuff happening there. I guess maybe outdoor film screenings, that's still kind of, you know, usual. But there are a lot of good ones happening around the city now.
So. Brooklyn Bridge Park looked like it was developing pretty fast, and now it's all been put on hold for a little while because of budget constraints.
I think I'm not sure about that necessarily. I don't know if John maybe has some idea on that, but
yeah, they might have thrown the brakes on a little bit to some of the phases that they hadn't planning. But that's not to say that there isn't an amazing amount of things to do down there. Mm-hmm. They just added next to Pier 6, which has this great playground. I have a 2-year-old, so we're down there every weekend. They added this sort of food court, and on a rooftop they have this hot dog, the kind of a gourmet hot dog stand that you can go and just load up a hot dog with all these different toppings.
And called Bratz, I think.
Bratz. Well, the place is called Bark.
And, Bark.
Yeah, but you can get a great brat.
And that's also where you can get the ferry to Governor's Island.
It's exactly what
free.
Yeah, the free ferry to Governor's Island is right from there. So you can work it out that you sitting on the rooftop, watch the ferry start to come in, and scramble down your hot dog, scramble over to the dock, get in line, and go over to the island for the afternoon.
Well, let's talk about the most obvious activity, the beach. There are a number within the city limits, although there have been problems recently with a few of them because of the sewage plant and sewage overflows. But with that in mind, John, is there any particular one that you would recommend?
Yeah, I mean, I feel horrible for the Staten Islanders who didn't get to go use their beaches last weekend during the hottest weekend of the year so far. But the Rockaway Beach, right, this summer is sort of this kind of hot spot of scene for a lot of Brooklynites and New Yorkers in general. You can take the A train down there within, easily switch the shuttle on a weekend, and you're basically at the beachfront where there's these amazing food stands that have just opened up, a whole string of them on 86th, 96th, and 106th streets along Rockaways. It's really fun.
And aren't they also giving surfing lessons on Rockaway now?
Yeah, they have surfing lessons out there. They've always done surfing lessons there, I think. They're just getting a little more popular. As John said, it's become such a hip place to go. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening out there right now.
Hipper because people are realizing that the schlep may be worth it?
I think so. I think also because you're getting more food stands coming in out there, like Rockaway Taco and Baby Cakes, the vegan bakery, has a stand out there now that's bringing a lot of people in.
Several of the commenters to our show page have suggested nautically themed activities. Aren't there a number of kayaking options around town?
Yeah, there is a kayaking outfitter outside of, I think near Chelsea Piers, that you can take free kayaking. They do lessons, and then you can just do, maybe Amy knows more about it, but you can take a kayak out and just go for a little paddle.
Yeah, I think it's the Downtown Boathouse that goes from that area, and you can take free kayaking.
Where do you kayak?
I think you just go out along the Hudson and just kind of go. I'm not sure exactly how far up or north or south you'll go, but it's, I think, an hour long maybe.
Because I've also heard you can take a rowboat from the Brooklyn waterfront, and I'm not sure I want to be on the East River with all of its wild, conflicting currents in a rowboat.
I think it's maybe not a rowboat. Brooklyn Bridge Park also has kayaking programs, and that would, I think, probably would be where they'd go from. And again, it's the same thing. You just go out for maybe an hour and kayak along the East River.
And now there are these new ferries.
Right.
Yep.
You recommend them as a way to commute, or do you see them as something that you might take just simply for the pleasure of the ride?
I think it's more. I think it's more of a pleasure ride than it is. If you happen to live in Greenpoint or in Long Island City or in Williamsburg, then yes, it's another. It's a new way for you to commute. But for the most part, most people can't do that. So it's a great. I think it's a great option for people who just want to do sort of a hop along the East River. Go, you know, stop in Dumbo. You can. It too goes out to Governor's Island. And it allows you to sort of connect neighborhoods that are a little more difficult to hop on, hop off, unless you have, say, a bike or a car.
How much does it cost?
I think it's about $6, $6 to $8 one way.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
I did it when it was free. It's no longer free on the weekend. So
well, they
sure.
were trying to lure people into trying the service. Still free is the Staten Island Ferry, which
yes.
Sure, every listener has done it at least once, but it's the great place to go. If people are coming in to visit the city and you want to show them around, you've got to go on the Staten Island Ferry. And it's free.
Yeah. And once again, we keep saying it, but the Governor's Island Ferry is – I took some out-of-town relatives to the Governor's Island a couple of weeks ago. And it's since you can rent a bike and do a loop around the island, you get that same kind of Staten Island Ferry perspective of the Statue of Liberty and the skyline. It is like it is one of the great things to do in New York now.
There are two free ferries, one from Brooklyn and one from Lower Manhattan, right near the Staten Island Ferry.
Yes.
But what do you do on Governor's Island? It's a very pretty place, but is there much to do?
There actually is a lot on Governor's Island. There's a lot of public art exhibits. Mark DiSuvero has really great, huge steel sculptures sort of scattered throughout the island right now. And it's up until the island closes in September. So that's great to go and see. There's a pop-up shop by Better Than Jam that's also on the island. And it's really fun. You can just go and look at, you know, crafts and different jewelry and clothes and stuff like that.
And mini golf.
There's mini golf, yeah. There's a kind of an artistic mini golf course, which is fun, and it's free. Or you know, they ask you for donations, but it's free. But I think one of the great things about that place is that you don't have to do anything. You just bring a picnic blanket, you bring some food, or you buy some food at some of the food stands out there.
And a lot of families go on.
There's a lot of families, mm-hmm. and you breathe a little bit, even more so than, say, some of the big parks in the city. You have this great space that is at your disposal.
And you can rent bikes, can't you?
Yeah, Bike and Roll has a stand there. And on Fridays, they're free from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., but you only get them for an hour. So,
let's take a call. Tony from Brooklyn, hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, Tony.
Yes, I wanted to bring up the Sebago Canoe Club. It's on the Patuget Inlet in Canarsie, and it's open to the public on, Saturday mornings at 9:30 and Wednesday afternoons at 5:30. For $10, they'll put you in a kayak and take you out on Jamaica Bay or in this inlet, depending on the weather, and teach you how to recover from turning over a kayak.
Isn't Jamaica Bay rather tricky?
No, depends on the weather. But, you know, which way is the wind coming in from what, you know, how hard?
Mm-hmm.
If it's really bad out, they won't go. I mean, they'll cancel it. But, it's a first-come, first-served basis, but they take maybe 20 people out at a time. And the canoe club also has, it's called Lake Sebago Canoe Club. It's been in existence for, I think, 50 years now. And they also have small sailboats and canoes. And if you're a member, which is really cheap, I mean, it's something like, it's under $200 a year to be a member. And you have access to them, to the sailboats, to kayaks, and to canoes. So it's a really great deal. It's a I can't say enough about it.
Did you know about that, Amy and John?
No, I hadn't heard of that one.
So there's another one. Of course, you know that you can also canoe on Newtown Creek, but some people might be a little reluctant because that is a super fun site, and I have traveled along Newtown Creek. And it's still a bit murky.
And there's a canoe club that goes along the Gowanus, too. I personally would take the Jamaica Bay Canoe Club over either one of those options.
I think so.
We have some people who have written in. Hazel in Manhattan has shares a suggestion on our show page. She says, on Wednesdays in Bryant Park, the Word for Word series has authors discuss their books while being interviewed by various hosts. And on Thursdays until August 11th at 12:30, they have members of the cast of Broadway musicals perform numbers. So that's one of the wonderful things in New York, along, of course, with Shakespeare in the Park, which is free. But I guess the big problem for Shakespeare in the Park is that it's so popular, it's hard to get tickets.
Yeah.
You have any tricks?
I don't know. I've never actually been myself because it is so hard to get tickets. I've heard there's a booth, I think, or a place that you can go at South Street Seaport, maybe? Have you heard of
this? I mean, I know that there's the tickets booth. I mean, the TKTS. I don't know if they do public theater. Yeah, that's a tough one. I think you just have to rouse yourself up at 4 in the morning and go stand in line. That's always been the tactic that I've heard works the best.
Yeah, be patient.
We are inviting your calls at 646-829-3985. Most of the things we've been talking about have been taking place in Brooklyn. Is Brooklyn where the real activity is? Because there's more. There are the flea markets in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg. There's all sorts of exciting stuff happening. Are things happening in Manhattan, the Bronx, Staten Island?
There's certainly a lot going on in all three boroughs. Amy and I probably both just live in Brooklyn, so we're cheating a little bit. But Manhattan, certainly, I think there's been the opening of the waterfront in Manhattan has been sort of the big story, you know, the big sort of recreational push by the Bloomberg administration over the last few years, and it's really bearing fruit. You see it in Tribeca. They just opened up a new pier that has a miniature golf course on it, Pier 25. Down in Wall Street, there's this East River walkway that has a new dog park that had never been – there hasn't been an area for dogs down in the financial district. And so anyone who owns a dog who has a dog is kind of gone crazy for that area down there. There's just been a – up in Harlem, there's the Harlem Piers area that has – so there's quite a bit of – in the terms of parks that have opened up.
And the High Line keeps on being expanded.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
We'll take a little break, and when we come back, we invite more calls at 646-829-3985. You can write and leave a message on our show page at WNYC.org. My guests are John Steinberg, strategist editor at New York Magazine, and Amy Plitt, senior editor at Time Out New York. Stay with us. We're back with Amy Plitt, senior editor at Time Out New York, and John Steinberg, strategist editor at New York Magazine. We're talking about things to do in and around the city as part of our Summer Stuff series. And I mentioned the High Line before we went to the break. They have just added another loop to it or an extension to it. Why do you think it's become one of the city's most popular parks?
I mean, it's gorgeous. There's so many good views from the High Line, and there's so much to do on it. And, you know, you don't get many opportunities to kind of get above the street level in the city. And that's one – I mean, you do. There's buildings that you can go for the observatory decks and stuff. But this is just really pretty, and it's sort of open and has a lot of greenery and stuff like that. So it's just a really nice place to go and hang out.
And the greenery is often native plants. I mean, they've really made an attempt to give you a sense in this weird place above the street level of what New York looked like in the old days.
Yeah, it's really it's kind of an inspired design. It's a magical place, and it gives you this perspective that is not from the top of some tower looking down. You're actually still part of the streetscape, but you're just kind of above it. So it feels
the only regret I have is that the High Line is on these railroad lines that were used to bring stuff to factories, and when New York was a very different kind of city, and there's no reference to that. It would be nice also to have a sense of what you're walking along used to be used for.
They do actually, in the new part, there's a section, they've sort of cut out a part of it where you can look down and see those railroad tracks. So you do sort of get a sense there. It gives you a sort of sense of what did used to be there, which is kind of nice.
Let's take some more calls. Debbie from the Upper West Side, how are you on the air?
Hi. Riverside Park has many free concerts. There's a wonderful jazz series in Harlem at 122nd at Grant's Tomb. 97th Street, the Riverside Clay Tennis Association has a great Saturday Night Live music. Then 70th Street, they have concerts and also, of course, canoe and kayak rentals. And in Shakespeare and Central Park, you can often get tickets early in the season, but the first 10 days before it's publicized. Get there at 8 or 9 in the morning. My friend got there at 1 in the afternoon and he got tickets. You can go online at publictheater.org. They do free ticket giveaways online. And all Museum of Modern Art has a great concert series that I go to that's free. And there's a lot of more events on Governor's Island. Water Taxi Beach has great concerts. Last year, I saw Judy Collins gave a free concert, Odetta when she was alive. So, and don't forget Castle Clinton in Battery Park. There's great concerts there. And Madison Square Park at 23rd Street has an author series and a concert series for both adults and children. That's the 23rd and 5th. And that's, Lucy Kaplansky and very big names have been there, David Bromberg, So there's a lot more uptown going on.
It's important for you to defend your neighborhood, Debbie.
Yes. And, of course, all the museums have wonderful free nights. The Rubin Museum is free on Friday nights down on 18th Street, and they always often have free music and networking. And then the Guggenheim, of course, Friday nights. Sunday mornings is the Frick Museum is free. So there's a lot of free events at museums, and often they have concerts there as well. I stay in New York in the summer when most of my friends go away because there's so many great free fireworks in Coney Island every Friday night. They forgot to mention that, of course. So it's just so wonderful to be here, and I love taking tourists around, to see everything here in the city.
Well, you obviously are a good tour guide. Thank you for calling us.
Okay.
And she reminds me, there are other places to hear music, see concerts. The Celebrate Brooklyn Festival in Prospect Park. There's River to River. There's the Lincoln Center Festival, Midsummer Night's Swing, Summer Stage in Central Park. New York is a pretty good place to come to. I guess that's why tourists come here, and we all talk about going somewhere else.
I've never understood why people leave the city in the summer. I never do. I agree. There's too much going on.
Let's take another call. John from Manhattan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Yes, John.
I just wanted to mention Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. It's just such a terrific Little Italy. Little Italy in Manhattan seems to have become very touristy over the years. But Arthur Avenue just has so many old family-run bakeries. And, we go to one place where we get our ravioli, and the store, I think, is 100 years old. And then there's the Arthur Avenue Market, the indoor market that has, great delis, tables and chairs. You can sit down and have lunch there. And such old Italian character and great things. And then you can get things and go to one of the delis, get sandwiches, and take them over to the Bronx Zoo or the Botanical Gardens and enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing those things. Another listener writes, there's a wonderful outdoor summer Shakespeare alternative in the amphitheater at Riverbank State Park at 145th Street and Riverside Drive, which runs through August 13th. Of this year. A lot of Shakespeare in the city.
Yeah, there's always the Royal Shakespeare Company came here, or is still here, I believe, and at the Park Avenue Armory. And
I just went and saw The Winter's Tale, and it was one
incredible,
of the most amazing
right?
experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the entire theater has been just moved over from England into the inside the Park Avenue Armory, and it's a a pretty impressive feat.
Kelly left a comment on our Facebook page suggesting bird watching in Jamaica Bay. She added, and I'm sure there must be something to do in Staten Island as well. That seems unfair to Staten Island. There's a lot
there's
to do out
to do
in
yeah,
Staten Island.
Is.
Why Staten Island becomes a forgotten borough? I mean, people get on the Staten Island ferry from Manhattan, and then they do a little loop and they come back around.
It's a little more difficult to get around if you don't have a car in Staten Island.
It's true.
But there is public transportation there.
There is, but it's not familiar to a great majority of the people in the city, so it it gets short shrift, certainly. But I know that there are tours that you can take of Fresh Kills Park, which is just growing and growing, is going to become one of the biggest parks in the city, if not the biggest, I think.
And there is a Staten Island Railroad, but as you say, people are unfamiliar with it. You have to know where these places, these things are going. The buses, the bus routes. I figured out a few because there's some pretty great pizza in Staten Island, and I went there by bus. Also, Ralph's Ices is located in Staten Island. Pretty good ices manufacturer. Okay, let's take another call. Cindy from Brooklyn, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I actually wanted to recommend some tours in the city. So I run a tour company called Urban Oyster, and we've just launched two tours this summer. One is in Williamsburg, and it focuses on the Moore Street Market and the Latin American community that centers around that market. And then another one is called Eat Like a Local. It's just launching this weekend in Carroll Gardens and Forum Hill and that part of Brooklyn, and focuses on the eateries in that neighborhood, and you get a chance to taste the foods, learn about the history of the neighborhood, and meet the business owners. We also have food cart tours in the Financial District and in Midtown, and we also do craft beer tasting tours in Williamsburg and in the East Village. And there's always the Brooklyn Navy Yard. The Brooklyn Navy Yard is going to open a visitor and exhibition center this fall, but this summer you can take tours. We have bicycle tours coming up in August as well as bus tours to explore the inside of the Brooklyn Navy Yard and learn about its past, present, and future.
And that whole area has changed. In fact, it's become a major filmmaking area, although I don't think you can just walk in to those studios, can you?
Probably not, no. I don't think they would like that very much.
But that whole area, it's interesting. You had Martin Scorsese shooting a series about Atlantic City on the Brooklyn waterfront. Now there are these flea markets in Williamsburg that have become really, really popular. There have been flea markets all over town for quite a while. How do they rate?
The Brooklyn flea, they have two at the Williamsburg waterfront, actually. They do the normal Brooklyn flea on Sundays, and they do a food-focused one called Smorgasburg on Sundays. I haven't been to that one yet, but I've been to the regular flea market, and it's great. I mean, they have...
I've been to the food-focused one.
How is it?
Incredible stuff.
But yeah, the regular flea is just, they have so much stuff. They have so many different vendors who do, you know, vintage stuff and antiques or crafts and newer items, and it's just a great variety.
Yeah, it's, I mean, compared to your idea of the flea markets of old, this, it's certainly much different. It's not this kind of junk jumble. It's much more artisanal and, you know, to use another cliche, you know, curated than what you think of when you think of a flea market. Sort of the, you know, Brian Williams parody of Brooklyn come to life with it's like a Moroccan souk over there in Williamsburg every weekend.
My guests are John Steinberg, strategist, editor at New York Magazine, Amy Plitt, senior editor at Time Out New York. We're talking about things that you can do in New York throughout the summer as part of our Summer Stuff series. And we're taking your calls at 646-829-3985. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. A number of people have mentioned people watching, and a listener on Twitter says, I love watching people. Everyone just looks so happy and full of life. Do you have any favorite people watching places?
I think you go to Soho or you go to Nolita, say, and you find sort of the most fashion forward sort of street people, not street people, but people watching on the street. And, you know, so it's kind of, that's always a fun one for me. It's close to our offices. So if I have time at lunch, you go out there.
Jim on our show page says last night's Chelsea Art Walk was incredible. But I guess that's the last one of the year. Do you know?
I don't know about that one.
I think, I don't know if that was a one-off thing or if it's happening again. I'm not 100% certain.
But you, Amy, you have focused on a number of the tours that are available.
Yeah, we cover walking tours a lot because there are so many around the city that are really interesting. You can learn so much that you would have never known about New York on a walking tour. We've covered Big Onion walking tours, has a lot of good stuff. Urban Oyster has a lot of great food-focused tours, and the Municipal Art Society hosts so many that are focused on architecture that are just really interesting.
And then there's the Nosh Walks, mm-hmm. which pretty much focus on ethnic cuisines around the outer boroughs.
Yeah, great stuff.
Let's take another call. This is from Helga from Manhattan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. This is about the Shakespeare. Shakespeare, I've been going for years and years and years, and I just love it. And just want you to know that it's a drama in itself, just waiting online. I've met some fantastic people over the years. But there's also, and I've been so many years now that I'm on the senior, there's a senior line that somebody actually one year told me about. And you can get a seat there. Quite easily. You do have to get there earlier, but it's a shorter line, and there's also a wheelchair accessible program there as well. So I just wanted you to know about that. And also, if you are willing to pay for it, there is a program through the public, which I think someone mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Thank you for calling. We go now to Francisco from Brooklyn. Hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Lena. For the last 20 years, I've been running my mountain bike all over New York City, all over the five boroughs. I rode about 10,000 miles, and one of my favorite spots is by the Bell Parkway from Chipset Bay to the bypass all the way to Kennedy Airport. And you come down by Howard Beach and go all the way to Rockaway and come by the other side, by the other bridge. And it's beautiful, all open air, a lot of open space, beautiful.
Well, biking, of course, has become more and more popular in the city, partly because of all of these bike paths that have been created, not always making automobile drivers happy. But I think there was a poll done recently. Brooklynites like them the best, and Manhattanites like them the least. But and Staten Islanders don't like them either.
You know, one thing about Staten Island, when you ride a bicycle on Staten Island, you feel like you're out of town in the country. You don't feel like you're in New York City. It's so weird, especially on a Saturday or Sunday. Uh-huh. It's so quiet and peaceful.
Do you do a lot of bike riding there?
Yes. There's so many hills. Oof. But you go by the beach, by what is the name of that beach? South Beach, I think, is the name of it, after the Verrazano. It's so peaceful over there on the boardwalk. Quiet.
Well, thank you for calling us. And if you do get too hot, there are always the public pools. For a while, some of them were closed, like the one at McCarran Park. But do you know how many there are now?
There's quite a lot.
Yeah, there are quite a few. I know when we had that huge heat wave last week, they extended their hours at night. So I think they were open. Some of them at least were open until 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. So it offered a real break from that stifling heat we had.
We also have other suggestions, the Fringe Festival in August, which is a theater festival. And then there are some classic standbys. One listener suggests when all else fails, hop on the Cyclone in Coney Island.
Yeah, Coney Island. I mean, if you haven't been down there in a while to see all of the new amusement park rides that they've put in the last two summers, it is something else. I mean, it's like a little miniature Six Flags. In Coney Island, and I still think, believe it or not, that it's underused. And you know, you can't say that it's that people don't know about it, but they just sort of forget that it's there. And it's especially if you have kids, it's a great option.
Another wonderful option is suggested by Michelle from Manhattan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, I want to mention Jazzmobile. As a kid growing up actually in Harlem, and I live in Harlem now, I first got my first taste of live music. And Jazzmobile is wonderful because every single night there's headline acts around town, particularly in Harlem. And unfortunately, this year, there was tremendous funding cutback. And it's a real, real loss, particularly for Harlem, because a lot of the audience is, seniors, elderly folks from Harlem, and they don't have that anymore. I don't have it anymore. I live across the street from Marcus Garvey Park, and the amphitheater was just rebuilt and renamed for Richard Rodgers, who was apparently a Mount Morris Park, Harlem resident for some time. We've got this beautiful new amphitheater. Every Friday night, we had Jazzmobile. I would run from work to check it out, and it's not there anymore. So I wanted to just mention Jazzmobile. A prior speaker said Grant's Tomb. Every Wednesday night, Jazzmobile was at Grant's Tomb. This summer, there's probably three or four times they're going to be at Grant's Tomb this summer. Another plug.
That's very sad.
And I'm gonna the letter that I've been meaning to write for years and years, I'm finally gonna do it this year about the cutbacks. Another plug for free music. It's a summer stage, and one of the things that I love is the Charlie Parker Festival, which takes place in two different venues, one uptown at Marcus Garvey Park and the other one downtown in Tompkins Square Park. Headline acts, beautiful, wonderful, but summer stage, they've got venues across the five boroughs, a couple of nights a week.
Thank you so much for calling us, Michelle. Other people suggest hearing Baroque music at St. Peter's Church. So there's a lot of different stuff happening around town. And we're sorry that we couldn't get to all of the suggestions from our listeners, but you could, like Socrates Sculpture Park in Queens, for example. But you can go to our show page and check them all out. And I want to thank my two wonderful guests for having been by to talk about some of their suggestions, Amy Plitt, senior editor at Time Out New York, and John Steinberg, strategist editor at New York Magazine. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.